Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
Hello, I'm Simon Stillwell, and I'm here to present the Bonhill Group interim results for the first half of 2021. I'm joined by my Chief Financial Officer, Sarah Thompson. In this presentation, we'll cover the headlines from the first half. We'll look at the financials. We'll cover some of the key areas of the first half, including the rebrand, global events, ESG, and then we'll look into the second half, and then we'll summarise and look forward to 2022. The first half headlines. The biggest feature of the first half was the rebrand and a simplification of the group structure. And we now have two divisions with the simple aim of delivering a broader offering to our global client base. We had continued success with our virtual events and held 59 in the period. And we have a return to live events in the second half with 35 planned, and we will also continue our virtual event programme. ESG continues to dominate financial services activity, and we have increased our internal editorial resource. We've now got one global commercial team and a common ESG Clarity platform. It's this focus on ESG that has helped drive a strong performance in Asia. We also held our inaugural Global ESG Summit in conjunction with the UN Capital Development Fund, and our second one is sold out in November around the COP26 activities. Business Solutions performed well in the first half, driven by a site relaunch and continued new product development. We have seen the benefits from our historic technology investment program with our Global ESG Clarity platform, and we are continuing to develop all of our sites to a common global standard. Sarah, over to you.
Thanks, Simon. So when comparing half one 21 with half one 20, revenue was down by 13%. However, the majority of this variance was driven by the presence of live events in 2020 compared to 21, where all our events were virtual. If we focus on Q2 versus Q2 performance, so we're comparing like for like COVID situations, revenue was actually up by 9%. A bit later on, Simon will talk about our move to a more global operating model. But we can see the financial benefits of this, particularly across our operating cost base, where we've seen a half-on-half reduction of 14%. The majority of this is driven by staff costs, where we've centralised more roles, but we're also realising the benefits of global systems and processes, further reducing our costs. With all this combined, our EBITDA loss for the half has actually reduced by 24%. In half one 2020, we recognised adjusting items of 2.3 million, and we also took an intangible impairment of 6.6 million. But neither of these costs have repeated in 2021, meaning that our operating loss has reduced by £8.5 million year on year, or 78%. This next slide shows a snapshot of the change in product mix we've seen half on half. Unsurprisingly, given COVID, you can see the impact on revenue of live events coming out and being replaced by virtual, and our traditional print products being replaced by digital counterparts. Overall, though, our gross margin has gone up slightly by 1% to 79%. Given both the seasonality of our business and the uncertainty on the return to live events that's been ongoing all year, we're pleased to report a cash balance at the end of the half of £1.3 million, which is flat to the balance reported at the end of last year. During the half, we received our second Paycheck Protection Programme loan in the States for £1 million, and we also received £200,000 in R&D tax credits that related to 2019 activity. We also settled the £300,000 deferred UK VAT balance from 2020, and just post the half-year end, we made the final vendor loan payment to the previous parent company of Investment News. As you can see from the graphs, we've had strong continued cash collection with our debtor balance more than halving within the year, and the ageing of the debt is much improved with only 3% more than 90 days old. Additionally, renewing the lease on our New York office resulted in a 6-month rent-free period from January to June and led to cash savings in the half of $250,000. All of this together puts us in a reasonable position for half two, with the view of having a much strengthened cash position by the end of the year. Now I'll hand you back to Simon, who will go through our new rebranding.
Thank you, Sarah. Our recently announced rebrand is very timely post a period of acquisition and emerging from the pandemic, and also a desire to simplify the group. And we now operate with one global brand with two divisions, Bonhill Financial Services and Bonhill Business Solutions. The combination of our global financial services business really formalizes the collaboration of the last 18 months and provides a single point of contact for our clients. The rebrand has three aims. Firstly, to make our broadest possible offering available to our global client base. Secondly, to deliver the highest level of service and experience to our clients. And finally, to establish an inclusive, open-minded working environment and platform for opportunity. We have also streamlined the corporate structure by closing the legal entities of Information Age and Growth Company Investor. And going forward, this simplification should provide greater clarity on divisional reporting. If we look at our global events business, the first half was dominated by virtual activity in all regions with a total of 59 events held. And we are planning on running 35 in-person events and 36 virtual events in the second half, a number of which have already occurred. We are seeing big regional variations with the UK and Asia much more advanced in their return to in-person events than the US, which is a much more complex picture with big variations state by state and therefore a more uncertain backdrop. Looking forward, we will continue to operate our flexible and variable event model, selecting the most appropriate format depending on the topic, audience size, audience demographic, and the geography of the event. We had a number of event highlights in the first half, showcasing the developments we have made away from our traditional awards programs to a much broader range of formats. We continue to move existing brands into new territories, and this has been most successful with the Spotlight On series, which originated in Asia with a focus on investment strategies and has developed in the US with a broad coverage on fintech, ESG, and cryptocurrencies. ESG has been the dominant theme in the first half, and ESG-related activities will be around 30% of group revenues in the full year. Our broad ESG offering includes ESG Clarity, Diversity Q, the Women In series, the Women Advisor Summit in the US, and various podcasts, as well as work from Bonhill Intelligence, our research business, and Bonhill Create, our content marketing business. Our global presence in this space enabled us to launch our first global ESG summit in the summer, and we have our second global event planned for November around COP26, both in conjunction with the United Nations Capital Development Fund. We continue to enhance our offering around our deep subject matter knowledge, our audience reach, and our innovative solutions to highlight global asset managers' ESG credentials. All of this is done through our single commercial team, our global ESG Clarity platform, and importantly, we have seen accelerating interest in the ESG arena in the United States. Internally, we launched our own ESG committee, which included 32 employees across three teams who've created a multi-year project to assess, monitor, set benchmarks and measure progress in key areas within the business and with our other stakeholders. And we look forward to publishing more details on that committee's work in the full year accounts. The second half sees a continued focus on delivery. We will continue to manage the changing live event backdrop, particularly in the US. We will seek to broaden our ESG activities across the broad spectrum of financial advisors globally. And in the US, we have three key commercial activities. Firstly, the launch of a new product, Investment Strategy, which is a version of our UK, Asian and European advisor product. Secondly, to develop our ESG offering in line with the accelerating interest we are seeing. And finally, to develop Her Success Matters, a high profile podcast series, which we will link in with our global diversity activity. In the UK, we will continue to develop our lead generation and data products, and we will complete the last of our core site upgrades. And finally, we will complete the recruitment of a new non-executive director. So in summary, EBITDA remains in line with guidance, but in light of the current operating environment, which has seen a protracted period of virtual events, the board expects revenue growth of approximately 5%. During the period, we should also hear news on our Paycheck Protection Programme forgiveness application. We finished the repayment of the vendor loan to Crane Communications, and all of our post-acquisition commitments are now complete. This change will benefit cash flow, and we will rebuild the balance sheet. We're excited about our three commercial initiatives in the US, and in particular, our offering to the US asset management market. As part of our broad ESG offering, we will focus in on climate change and net zero investment actions. With all of the work around the rebrand now complete, and these new initiatives in place, we're very much looking forward to the second half and the important final 4 months of the year.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.